morning, church family. Normally, I am not a worrier. I'm pretty good at being even keel and not freaking out about situations. But when something happens or something happens just in my mind, I become an A-plus worrier. I do the whole knot in the stomach thing. I do the waking up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep because all I'm doing is thinking about this thing. I do a really, really good job at worrying. And sometimes the worries have like real life application. Like what if this person who's suddenly angry with me, what happens? Like, how do I handle this? And what do they do? And will this have bad consequences later on? And my stomach is in knots. And sometimes the fear is a little more, it could happen, but I have no reason to think it actually would happen. Like, what if my house burns down? What do I do then? How, you know, make sure get everybody out, get the cats out, then we have to call insurance, then we got to do all these things. And I just, it stops me in my tracks and it just makes me so fearful and it makes me not live the life I think God intended for me. Today in Psalm 112, it says in verse 7 and 8, they will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in God. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. That stopped me and that gave me courage because it says they will have no fear of bad news. Not that there won't be bad news, there will be bad news. But here the psalmist is saying the righteous won't live in that place of fear, won't live in that place of constantly being scared of the what ifs. They won't live in the place where they can't sleep or they have knots in their stomach. It means that as a child of God, I can place my full trust in the Lord, that He will take care of me no matter what. He will take care of my family no matter what. And when I give Satan that unfettered control of my fears and I let my mind wander into those really dark places, it takes my eyes off Jesus and it takes my trust away from Him. And the focus is not on Him, it's on me in this really yucky place to be. So my challenge to you and myself today is when we get in those kind of dark places and those yucky places where we're dealing with the what ifs and the fear and the sickening stoppage of a normal life because we're focused on the what ifs, we need to call it out. We need to call it out and recognize that Satan's messing with us, but you and I, we're kids of God and we can trust in Him and we can put our full faith in Him, recognizing that this world is sinful and this world is full of crazy bad stuff, but we our hope and our trust and our love is in God. And that can root us today. That can keep us grounded in what is important. And I hope that today you are able to do that. Have a great day.